alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Yep, because we're on that topic of firearms. It's more than just a government bureau. It's also something that you can invest in. It's also a fund that you can invest in. Now, in Jim Cramer's Real Money, we tend not to spend a lot of time on mutual funds. We tend not to because, for the most part, they stink. Well, I mean, there's a couple guys who are good. You know, I've been saying that Will Danoff, who runs the Fidelity Contra Fund, which is closing April 28th, so you better get in there. And this is a fund. Remember, I don't take any money from funds. I take nothing. I just want you in the good ones. It's where my daughters are. But I think when you are thinking alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, you're talking vice. And I got a fund. It's called the Vice Fund. Yeah, the Vice Fund. It's run by a friend of mine, Charlie Norton. It is a fund that focuses only on stocks that deal with gaming, with smoking, with shooting, and with drinking. Now, you may be thinking, hey, Jim, how about having a little conscience? How can you recommend on Jim Cramer's Real Money that people put their money in a fund like this? Well, you know what? I recommend it because of performance. I recommend it because my job is to make you as much money as possible so you can do whatever you want with it. I am not about vice myself. I like to gamble, but I don't go to casinos. I like to go hunting, but I don't own a gun. I don't smoke. I don't like vice. But you know what? This vice fund that I just mentioned has a 29% annualized return over the past 3 years. You know all those social funds? There's an index of all the funds that are meant to only invest in companies that are good deed doers. Not one of them has beaten the Standard & Poor's 500, which is the benchmark we must exceed to stay in business. Now, I got to tell you, if you want to make money, vice is nice.